The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Tuesday, September the 14th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. The U.S. Department of Justice today said it is opening an investigation into Georgia's state prison system for possible civil rights violations. Lisa Hagan reports officials say staff shortages are leading to violence and sexual abuse.
The Justice Department says it'll focus on both violence inmates face from other inmates, as well as sexual abuse directed at gay and trans prisoners. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark is with DOJ's Civil Rights Division.
In 2020, at least 26 people died in Georgia prisons by confirmed or suspected homicide. There have been a reported 18 homicides so far in 2021.
She says her office has also seen countless reports of stabbings and assaults. In previous years, Georgia had built a reputation for leading the way in prison reforms in the South. The Justice Department's investigation now comes as some facilities are experiencing what Clark calls devastating staffing shortages.
It can lead to inadequate supervision and violence. It can also prevent people from being able to access necessary medical and mental health care.
In a lawsuit filed last week by the Southern Center for Human Rights, it's alleged correctional officer vacancies are higher than 70% in one Georgia prison. Inmates there say special isolation cells are unsanitary, vermin-infested, and often unmonitored. Here's Acting U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Georgia, Peter Leary.
Our criminal justice system must allow wrongdoers to serve their sentences in a safe and civilized environment. In fact, that's a constitutional guarantee.
Assistant Attorney General Clark says the Justice Department began an investigation into Georgia prisons in 2016. She couldn't comment on its status, and there have been no public updates on the Civil Rights Division's work until now. Georgia's Department of Corrections says it's cooperated with the Justice Department and denies it's violated prisoners' civil rights. I'm Lisa Hagan in Atlanta.
A federal judge has granted a request from the Biden administration to extend a pause in a lawsuit about Georgia's plans to cut ties with healthcare.gov. Sam Whitehead reports.
The Feminist Women's Health Center and Planned Parenthood Southeast sued top Trump administration health officials in early January over their approval of Georgia's plan. They argue Georgia's plan to push people shopping for Obamacare insurance to third-party brokers instead of healthcare.gov will make it harder for people to choose coverage to fit their needs. Then, the Biden administration moved into the White House and put Georgia's plan on pause. Federal officials also aren't keen on it. A federal judge has agreed to their request to extend the current hold on the case until November 12th. That will give Biden administration officials more time to decide whether to let Georgia's plan proceed. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
Federal officials say a mammoth car-carrying ship likely overturned off the Georgia coast in 2019 because of an error by the chief officer. Molly Samuel reports the wreck has been stuck for more than 2 years.
The Golden Ray capsized as it was leaving a Georgia port carrying more than 4,000 cars. Everyone on board was rescued, though some crew members were stuck for days. The National Transportation Safety Board report on the cause of the wreck says the chief officer made an error entering information into the stability calculation program, leading to an inaccurate understanding of the ship's status. The Golden Ray did not meet international stability standards, and it capsized while it was making a turn. Removing the ship has been a giant effort, taking months of work, though the process is now getting close to completion. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
In business news, Atlanta-based email marketing giant MailChimp is being bought by Intuit. The price tag? $12 billion. Kathleen Quillian has more.
The finance titan Intuit is known for owning TurboTax, Mint, and Credit Karma. In a press release, the company says it plans to use the acquisition of MailChimp to focus on the growth of small business clients. MailChimp was founded in Atlanta in 2001. The bootstrapped company started simply as an email service provider, but quickly grew into a tech giant by using artificial intelligence to expand into social media advertising and marketing. MailChimp says the move will allow international expansion and faster innovation. The company says it has no intention of leaving Atlanta anytime soon. Kathleen Quillian, WABE News.
There's a new poll out by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It shows 41% of likely voters have not made up their minds on who they want to be the city's next mayor. Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed and City Council President Felicia Moore lead the field with 24 and 20%. Sharon Gay, Andre Dickens, and Antonio Brown are all in the single digits. If no candidate receives a majority in November, there'd be a runoff between the top contenders. Supporters of the Buckhead City movement now have a study they commissioned which shows a possible separate city could be profitable. But the study does not look into the effect a new city would have on Atlanta's budget. Completing the study was necessary in order to pursue possible legislation to give Buckhead residents a vote in whether they want to sever ties with the city of Atlanta. It's unclear if such a measure would pass through the Georgia legislature, despite strong Republican backing for the idea. A rising crime has been credited with growing interest in a separate Buckhead city. Pittsburgh Yards, a mixed-use development on the south side of Atlanta, opened in late 2020. The ongoing pandemic put a damper on many big celebrations. But as Emil Moffitt reports, those behind the development are now eager to show it off.
After 20 years running a small business out of her home, Mary Gay leapt at the chance to rent an office at Pittsburgh Yards.
I was the first tenant here. I've been harassing them before the building got up.
Now that the co-working space is open, she says most of her time is spent networking in the common area, connecting local companies with web designers.
Now we don't only have to serve corporations, we can serve the small businesses that need to have a digital presence. And that's what I hope this space will do for me.
That space is the NIA building, the first to open at Pittsburgh Yards, which is being developed by the nonprofit group, the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Chantel Glenn oversees the project. She says the location is meant to provide much-needed space for entrepreneurs in the area with discounted rents.
We are seeing attention from those that are reaching further past I-20, which is, you know, still the goal, is to really service this side of town, south of I-20.
Concrete floors and exposed beams give the building an industrial feel, but it's the little touches, as Glenn points out during a tour, that make it feel like the neighborhood.
More of the artwork here, banners hanging of historic figures that once walk the neighborhoods that surround Pittsburgh Yards.
Glenn says community input can be seen in every aspect of the property's design, thanks to expertise from residents like Sona Harziz, who says the neighborhood has embraced the development.
Hiring teams that look like the neighborhood, that already have a relationship with the neighborhood, has been very impactful.
An open house and community event at Pittsburgh Yards is set for Saturday from 12:30 to 5. Emil Moffitt, WABE News.
And that's it for The Brief. You can find, as always, more local news at WABE.org. And Molly Samuel produced today's program. Kathleen Quillian, our editor. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Local, state, national politics. WABE and NPR have the coverage you need. I'm Jim Burris, host of WABE's All Things Considered. Whether it's on the air at 90.1, streaming online, or connecting through our mobile app, WABE keeps you on top of election 2024 in what's sure to be a pivotal year in politics. And for candidates and ballot information, visit our election hub at wabe.org/election2024.